Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
The 930 Knucklehead with Brad and John.
What did you do now, Knucklehead?
I have some ready for you. Our Knucklehead runners up today. We'll start off with the Vikings, Minnesota Vikings announcer for blowing the call in yesterday's game. We're going to play this as the magic moment. We've got a couple versions of this call to play in the magic moment. It was a dramatic finish to this game that the Vikings were in with, I guess the Cardinals.
Back and forth, tight game.
Yeah.
37-yard makeable field goal.
The announcer called it as a made field goal for the Vikings. The Vikings announcer, for a second anyways, and then realized, oh, no, he missed it.
He missed it.
We didn't win, as it turns out. Then we got a convenience store robber in Lincoln, Nebraska. This guy goes into the convenience store the other morning, and he's got a face covering on. He's got gloves. It's 4:30 in the morning, and he's got his knife. And he says, all right, give me the money in the register. And just as he says that, the power goes out. There was a storm or something going on in Lincoln, Nebraska at that time, and the juice went out just as he said, give me the money.
Wouldn't you trip, though, if you were, like, in there, your adrenaline's already going crazy because you're going to rob someplace, you're like, give me the money, and the lights go out, you're like, damn, they got me, or something.
The clerk was like, I can't get into the thing. I can't get into the register. The power's out. Yeah. So that didn't work out for him. Not to mention the fact that it turns out with the power out, he probably didn't need to wear a mask either. But our 930 Knucklehead winner today is another convenience store robber.
Knucklehead.
Number one nomination, Knucklehead.
Knucklehead. Yeah, our Knucklehead today is going to be 32-year-old Ronald Hill Jr. of Fairfax, Virginia. And he likes the 7-Eleven because it's always open. But not always open to be robbed. He robbed it successfully back at the end of August. Thought, about a week or so later, I better go back and try that again. So he went back a second time and was successful. A third time. And he decided to rob the same 7-Eleven four times in a row over the course of about 6 weeks, 4 or 5 weeks. And finally, after the fourth time, you know, they had a pretty good description of his, modus operandi, his look.
Yeah, the clerk probably knows what this guy looks like better than he knows his own mom.
Yeah, so he was a pretty easy catch the fourth time in a row that he robbed the same 7-Eleven.
Thanks to the Rockfish Grill and the Anacortes Brewery.
Yeah, kids under 12 eat free on Tuesdays, so keep that in mind. And you can always check out what's happening at anacortesrockfish.com.
The Brad and John Show, home of the 930 Knucklehead. Powered by the Rockfish Grill and Anacortes Brewery. Serving Northwest food and great beers. And on tap now, the Knucklehead Red. Delicious new brew, perfect for any day. Check out the menu, event schedule, and live music lineup at anacortesrockfish.com. Located on the corner of 4th and Commercial in downtown Anacortes. Don't be a knucklehead. Get to the Rockfish Grill.